Hey, what's this? I hear music.
This is the holiday of Simchat Torah. If you open the curtain, you will see a very large Torah, the same Torah that is kept in a synagogue. Press the button next to the curtain, and the music will turn on. You can each take a Torah scroll and dance around the very big Torah in the center.
Oh, it's so heavy.
Do you know that every year on the holiday of Simchat Torah, once the whole Torah has been read, all the Torah scrolls are taken out of the ark, and the people in the synagogue dance with them. Some scrolls are very large and very heavy, and some are smaller and a little lighter, so a young boy can hold it. A Torah scroll is very special and holy, so it is never placed on the floor. It must be treated with a lot of care and respect. Sukkot celebrates the gathering of the harvest and the miraculous protection God provided for the Jewish people when they left Egypt. Sukkot is the holiday of huts, which is also known as a sukkah. Practicing Jews eat all their meals in a hut with a roof of branches. Look, up there we can see the branches as well as some sukkah decorations.
What are all those colored doors? Can we go inside?
Each door has a bunch of keys or a number lock on it. You need to find the right key or work out the code and try to open each door. Inside, you will find the name of the guest that comes to every sukkah. Are you up for the challenge?
Sure. I love figuring out codes. I think this will be easy.
Great. Once you've opened all the doors, you will see on your right a display of the four species that are used on Sukkot. The etrog is a yellow citron fruit. Lulav is the leaf of a palm. Hadassim, myrtle twigs, and aravot, willow twigs. On each day of Sukkot, a blessing is made on the four species, which represents unity by bringing four different types of fruit together.